I mix what I like.
Yeah.
The kickback is being incredible.
I mix what I like.
Incredible.
I mix what I like.
During a recent interview for the alternative media daily news hour, Democracy Now!, longtime activist, scholar, and icon Angela Davis spoke some about the recent visit to Cuba by President Barack Obama. Specifically, Davis noted the absence of media coverage of that trip focused on Cuba's acceptance and protection of Assata Shakur, the former Black Panther Party political prisoner who escaped U.S. custody in 1979 and eventually made her way to Cuba. Here is some of what Davis had to say in that interview.
I've been involved in the campaign to save Assata's life for all of those decades. And now, of course, as there are new openings with respect to Cuba, we welcome the end of the embargo, the blockade. But at the same time, we have to be attentive to what this might mean for Assata.
Now, while many on the left may appreciate the inclusion of this coverage and at least some discussion of Assata Shakur and political prisoners, our next guest says that there are problems associated with the approach often taken by those discussing these and related issues, problems exemplified in that Angela Davis Democracy Now! Interview. Daruba Bin Wahad is a former member of the Black Panther Party, Black Liberation Army, and was himself a political prisoner for nearly two decades as a result. He joins us once again from Atlanta. Daruba, welcome back to
the I mix what I like.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you for having me on the program.
So in a recent Facebook post, Daruba, you said the following, quote, Angela Davis's appearance on Democracy Now! And Goodman's representation here is somewhat opportunistically playing on Hollywood's fabrications and current events highlighting the U.S.-Cuban normalization process, rather than an accurate assessment of Assata's past, Black Panther Party, and Black Liberation Army involvement. Democracy Now! Selects commentators on my comrade's history that legitimize its status as alternative media while abetting this stealth history of armed Black radicalism. Daruba, please, if you would, share with us a little bit, elaborate a little bit on your critique here.
Well, you know, for several decades now, for several years now, the popular notion of Assata Shakur as a counterintelligence COINTELPRO target is somewhat inaccurate. Not that the Black Panther Party wasn't a COINTELPRO target, but Assata Shakur herself wasn't a COINTELPRO target as such. Later on, after the discovery of the counterintelligence program and the shooting of policemen in New York on May 19th, on Malcolm X's birthday in 1971, Assata became the federal government became aware of Assata Shakur's membership in the party and her role in the Black Liberation Army. And from that point on, after a White House a meeting with Ehrlichman, President Nixon, and FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, it was decided that the government would launch and a anti-urban guerrilla program, a program designed to destroy what they perceived as the Black underground, or the beginning of a Black underground, an armed resistance to state violence. And they focused on the East Coast Black Panther Party. They called it the Cleaver faction of the Black Panther Party. They focused on that, and they focused on that in order to destroy the capacity of Black people, of Black activists, to continue to function underground or in a clandestine mode. I think it's very important for people to understand that the history of this era, of this period, has been marginalized. It has been rewritten. It has been, I call it stealth history. It has been appropriated by different organizations and groups and individuals who at the time, in the context of the times, were not really involved in the level of struggle that the BPP was involved in or subjected to the type of repression that the Black Panther Party was subjected to. Case in point is Angela Davis. Angela Davis was not a comrade of Assata Shakur. She did not know Assata Shakur prior to maybe her visiting Cuba over the past several years. Assata Shakur came into the Black Panther Party, into the Harlem office, and I was one of the first individuals that recruited her into the party. She was a student at City College in Harlem, and she lived in Harlem, and she entered the Black Panther Party as a medical cadre. And she served in that capacity as a medical cadre until the split in the party and the New York Panther Party went underground. Now, what I'm trying to say here is that Sundiata Okoli, who is now in prison, who is I believe he's 83 or 84 years old, Zaid Malik Shakur, who was killed on the turnpike at the same time that Assata was captured, were all together on the New Jersey Turnpike on that fateful day. And people come to the conclusion, or they post up, that Assata's innocent, and Assata herself has said in a communique to the Pope of the Catholic Church that she was innocent. And I just wanted to point out that Assata Shakur's guilt to innocence, just like Mumia's guilt to innocence, is irrelevant. The guilt to innocence of our political prisoners and our captured comrades is irrelevant because there was a war being waged on us, and we had the right to defend ourselves. And in the course of defending ourselves, in the course of waging the struggle from a clandestine position, people on both sides, both police officers and our comrades, were killed. That's what happens in war. That's what happens in struggle.
But Daruba, if I could just interject here briefly, because we only have a couple of minutes left, and I at least want to raise this question, you know, but isn't the fact that Angela Davis, because many of us who work in media or who are activists who would want to support the struggle of political prisoners and that of Assata Shakur specifically, you know, we didn't know her either. We didn't work with her either, certainly at the level that you did and many others. But isn't there value in Angela Davis appearing and at least raising the name of Assata Shakur as someone to be supported? Or isn't there value, and wouldn't it be seen as irresponsible for her or anyone else in public popular media to be seen as supporting armed struggle?
Well, I think, well, of course, it's appropriate, and rightly so. I'm not criticizing Sister Angela Davis for raising the issue of Assata Shakur. What I am criticizing is the fact that even within the left and in the popular and progressive movements, the understanding of what Assata Shakur actually represented, the politics that she represented, has been pushed aside, has been shoved aside. Just like in the recent documentary, Vanguard of the Party, the politics of the Black Panther Party, its analysis, its positions that it's taken, were all shoved aside and all pushed into a corner. What Bernie Sanders, for instance, is talking about socialism and about the need for a revolution in the greater American society in order to bring about a more equitable relationship between the citizens of this society and their government, is something that the Black Panther Party has always talked about. It always talked about a revolution in the mother country, which we call a white America, and a liberation struggle in the African American community, for self-determination, for Black power, for Black independence. And so when we push that politics aside, when we just say, well, Assata is innocent and she's a fugitive and we're worried about her, people don't understand that the reason why the Cuban government has given Assata Shakur a sanctuary and asylum is precisely because of the politics of the Black Panther Party and its international relationships at that time. We had relationships with the Palestinian people. We had relationships with the Palestinian movements. We had relationships with other left organizations in throughout Europe. We had relationships even with North Korea. In fact, the Black Panther Party sent a delegation to North Korea in 1969, 1970. And it was an official delegation from Algeria. We had relationships with the ANC, with the MPLA, with all of the liberation struggles around the world. And not because we carried guns or had a big afro, but because of our politics. And so when people classify Angela as just an innocent victim of police repression, they fail to realize that Asada Shakur was an activist. She was a revolutionary in the Black Panther Party and in the Black Underground, in the Black Liberation Army. And as such, she was targeted by the U.S. government for murder, for assassination, and for neutralization. And defending herself when attacked, when trapped, when attacked, was something that we felt very strongly was our right to do. So if you're attacked by the government, by a racist police department, and they attempt to take your life, and you defend yourselves, and the police officers that attack you lose their lives in the equation, then we need to rethink the whole idea of guilt and innocence. We need to really deal with that on the same level. No one considered Nelson Mandela innocent of the charges that the South African apartheid government brought on him, because he was leading the struggle, the armed struggle of the ANC at that time. And so when he was pardoned, it was a recognition that this was a valid movement, that this was a movement for liberation. This was an armed struggle that was legitimized under the United Nations Charter, Freedom Charter. So we need to understand that the Black Liberation Army was an armed organ of the Black movement. And as such, it carried out those operations and those activities that our movements do carry out. But because we've had people who've never supported the Black Panther Party's position on this, such as the Communist Party USA, which Angela Davis came out of. She came out of the Communist Party USA. She was never a member of the Black Panther Party. The reason why we know about Angela Davis's history in the 60s is because of her relationship to George Jackson. And George Jackson at that time was a comrade who was given the authority to recruit for the BLA and recruit for the Black Panther Party in prison. And his case became a cause celeb in the movement at that time.
But so, Daruba, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing with us at least this little glimpse at the stealth history you're trying to continue to unearth. And we want to continue to try to support you in that endeavor here.
I mix what I like.
But thank you again for joining us, Daruba Ben-Wahad.
Thank you.